American girls often begin to lose their self-esteem when they reach the age of 12 or 13. The fact that girls, rather than boys, tend to lose self-esteem is a sign of the beginning of society's process of establishing gender, male and female, roles. Girls in particular start to become too concerned with what others think of them. In competitive sports, for example, boys generally surpass girls because the boys are stronger, faster, fitter. We're all familiar, too familiar, with this argument. However, studies show that this phenomenon often occurs because of a difference in focus between boys and girls, not a difference in ability. Boys tend to devote themselves to playing the game itself and, of course, to winning, whereas girls generally pay attention to how they are being perceived by others as they play. Both boys and girls want to look good, but boys think that this impression can be achieved by securing the desired result. In games, this means winning, often at all costs. Girls, on the other hand, develop different understandings of what it means to look good. In fact, girls are involved in a whole different game, trying to figure out how others see them, correcting any negative impressions they may be creating, for example, too competitive, too strong, too smart, too confident, and making sure to preserve their relationships even at the cost of winning. In contrast to boys, girls learn that maintaining relationships is more important than individual achievement, an area where mutual impressions are far more difficult to manage than the score. Studies have shown that when conflicts arise during a game, girls are likely to change the rules or even abandon the game in an attempt to make everyone happy, whereas boys tend to insist on following the rules and finishing the game, even if this results in defeat and shame for some.